We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of In Love. I'm so happy that you're here and you're joining us as we talk today about trying Jesus. So I'm not alone today. I have Isabel with me, and I also have Terry Ann, who both of them will share on why they feel as though you should try Jesus. I mean, I think in the world that we're living in right now, there are so many things vying for our attention. And when we're faced with a lot of problems in life, it can feel like, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to deal with this? Am I going to turn to alcohol? Am I going to turn to drugs? Am I going to call up somebody, tell them about all my problems, and then hope that they don't share it with anybody else? Where do I go? What do I do when I feel super, super stressed? What do I do when I feel like I've completely lost hope? And I think that for those who have been through many, many difficult situations, you might feel like you're at your wit's end. And this is why I want to encourage you to try Jesus. I know, based on my own experiences and what I've been through in my life, that He has made all the difference. And I can, you know, honestly say that Jesus is better than alcohol. Jesus is better than looking for love in the wrong places. You know, also just like ignoring the problem. Sometimes we want to do that too and just like hope that it'll go away. But I feel like the only way to get through life, get through difficulties in life as well, is to turn to Him. So I'm going to talk a little bit more as we go along in the podcast, but I would love to hear from you guys about why you feel one or our listeners should try Jesus as opposed to anything else that might be buying for their attention in this world. And yeah.
So I think that What you just said, everything that you just named, you know, trying out these different things when you're going through difficult times, it really resonated with me because when I decided to give my life to Christ, it was actually in a moment where I felt like I fell on my face and I was I was at a low. And that's when I decided, like, let me give it a try. Mm-hmm. And this time in a serious way. You know, I had always heard about people talk about the goodness of God, but I never really knew it or experienced it or even saw it around me. So I decided to give it a try.
Yes.
And I realized that while walking with Christ isn't always easy, He brings a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
Yes. And it brings you not just temporary relief or joy or like a temporary way to take away like the thoughts that you have, for example, when you're going through difficult times and you might be in your head a lot, alcohol, partying, friends, drugs, that is a temporary solution. But then you come back and those things are still there. And when you come to Jesus, I think it's something where He comes and He renews your heart. And when you lean on Him, and when you give it all to Him, He takes what's broken and makes it new.
Amen. So. Amen. Yeah, definitely. And like just listening to you speak just now, like I'm thinking about that, like inside transformation. So like changing me from the inside out, you know, and how that makes a difference. It completely changes your perspective because now, you know, like I'm not alone in this. Like I have somebody that like literally gave His life for me so that I could have a better life. There's somebody that loves me so unconditionally that I can lean on, you know? So again, like, especially now you see like horoscopes, you see like this new age type of spirituality, like do this and you're going to feel so much better. But like you said, these are all like temporary things that aren't actually eternal and will last long term. So like so on the ball and very, very encouraging. And I can attest to that as well. So yeah.
And myself also, like Isabel was saying, you know, and not only accepting Jesus Christ as your savior, you gain a new family within the church, you know, because I did it all, not the drugs and but the partying and the alcohol and relying on friends. And then I realized one day I was listening to something on TikTok actually, and the guy was saying, and I sat at my bed and I started to cry. The tears just started to bathe me. And I was like, this is the moment, because I've been finding excuses and justifications and everything why not to accept Jesus Christ. And I remember the day I called my dad and I told him, and he said I could die peacefully now, because that's his wish on earth, for his kids to get to know Jesus and accept him. I always knew him, but I never accept. I prayed, yes, but I never truly accepted him.
Yes,
and I remember, I told my friend, and she's like, are you ready? And I was like, there is nothing else out there. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, there is nothing out there. But you try him. And I was like, and she's like, you sure you? And she keep asking me up to the up to the morning of the baptism. She's like, are you sure you're ready? And I was like, yes, I am.
Yes.
I'm not getting younger. And he's coming. And Jesus is coming. Whether we believe it, whether we're ready, he's ready coming. And
yeah.
So it's good. And and like Isabel said, it brings a joy.
Exactly.
You walk like, if it's, your footstep is lighter.
She's walking on that cloud, guys. She's walking on a cloud.
You walk lighter and it brings you an inner peace, and it brings you joy, and then you realize the thing that you were chasing after all the years, it doesn't even flash in my mind. No. I don't miss it. I never look back and say, oh, it's forward with Jesus, and it's been going good. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it's...
I think that Jesus makes all the difference. So like, even when you are going through difficult times, again, like, you know, you can lean on him. Like, you have the rent is due, the bills are due. It's like, what am I going to do? Or whatever you're faced with, you know, you have that assurance that God is with you through it. And I like too what you've said, that like, there's nothing in this world, you know, there's nothing there for me. There's nothing that can satisfy me like Jesus can. And until you try him and really give him an honest try, not just like, okay, like one day, right, I'm gonna, you know, pray one day and expect, like, really dedicate yourself to it a little bit more, like, you know, talk to him regularly, start going into his word, and you'll see, like, little by little, the spirituality and the faith will grow.
And it's like what Pastor Yvonne was saying earlier, don't just open your Bible to the 23rd Psalm, because it's the easiest, what everybody
does. Yes, or walk with the Bible and go and like...
But don't, if you don't read it and you don't understand it, you don't enjoy it. I read the Bible like a novel because I love to read.
Yes.
So I read it as a novel. I read the Bible as a novel.
Yes.
So it's, you know, don't just open it.
No.
And like my kids, I was like, you know, if you guys cannot pray the Our Father, but also, and so Zara always say, oh, mommy, I pray. I said the Our Father, but yes, it's the Our Father, but try to go deeper. Try to, you know,
as if you're talking to your mom or you're talking to a friend, like, you can talk to Jesus.
And that's how
same
I
way.
Talk to him. If you see me walking the street sometime, you see me talking to myself. But people, and there are people, vehicle will pass and they're looking at me because they think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
I'm always walking and talking to him. And there was like, the day he answers you, I was like, he answered me, just that sometimes the way he answers, you might say, oh, I want to win the lottery. You might win the lottery, but something is coming. He knows what you need.
Definitely.
He knows what you need. You know what you want, but he knows what you need. And he always, he delivers. He always delivers.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was just about to say that, like, he knows you might want something, but he knows exactly what you need. So 100%. And like, there's a scripture in Matthew 16:26 that says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So this is basically saying, like, you can have all the money in the world, you can have, like, I don't know, everything that you thought would make you great or make you special, but it's really worth nothing when you think about, you know, your soul. We're all going to die. I don't think this is like brand new news to anybody. There will come a time when our earthly bodies or our flesh will, you know, disappear, and we have a soul that will live forever, and you want your soul to be in the right place. So like, what do you have to lose? Like, you have so much to lose by not banking on God and by not trying him and having a relationship with him, because the Bible says that it, you know, without Jesus, without believing in him and walking with him, that we won't be able to get into heaven. And again, there is so much to lose by not having that relationship. And just to echo again, like carrying your Bible or wearing a cross or whatever you do doesn't equate to having a genuine relationship with God. So yeah, you want to have a genuine relationship with him and speak to him and just, again, try him, see, you know, how good it can be and how you can be filled with so much joy and assurance to know that you're going to be okay. I'm sure everybody at some point wants to hear that, like, you're going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. And you can have that with Jesus. You can have that. It's going to be okay with God. So, yeah.
And just to bounce off the idea of giving Jesus a genuine try, I think that for years, it's like I wanted to give it a try, you know, and I just didn't really know how to. And there were so many things blocking me, I feel like, from actually giving it a real try.
Yeah.
It was like a half try, you know. I would be like, okay, I'm going to read a bit of scripture, you know, I'll pray. But then it was really in a moment where I realized, like, I was very down and I just turned to Jesus and I realized, like you said, I have nothing else to lose. And I think in that moment when I really thought that, when I really gave it all to him, that's when I had like that moment, you know, that you were speaking about, Terry, and where it's just like it's here. Like I'm giving my life to God, and that's how it is. And I think a lot of people will say, like, oh, well, why would I believe in God if I don't have like a miracle right in front of my eyes? And I think that what Jesus can do for us may not always come in such a like tangible form. What he did for me was fill me with his spirit and give me different feelings that I could not have gotten on my own. I feel like he filled me with a lot of forgiveness and with this peace that's not understandable, right? That a piece that surpasses all understanding.
All chaos is breaking loose around you, but like, and you feel at peace with him. You feel okay
in his presence, just feeling at peace. And I think that, well, just before coming to this podcast, I was listening to a song, and before the singer was singing the song, it's called Mercy/Tremble.
By who, do you know?
By House of Fires.
House of Fire.
Okay. Yes, and she explains how we think that sometimes when we're with Jesus, that, you know, Jesus will be on our side and that he'll be against others, but he's not against others. We have to understand that Jesus and God is for everyone. So that's where Jesus comes in and gives us that forgiveness, allows us to forgive. And I think that was the big thing for me, that it made me realize, like, wow, I might not have a tangible miracle in front of me, but that's more than enough proof for me what he did in my heart in such a short amount of time.
And then also to bounce back a forgiveness too, I had a friend for years and she did me dirty and I was like, I'm done with her. And I was at work last night and I saw she was calling and I was like, I am not answering. I am not answering. I am not. And just before the phone cut off, I was like, hello, calmly. And I slept peacefully last night because I said, I forgive you. And I realized not just I wasn't forgiving her, I was also letting go. And I think, not I think, I know it's because of Jesus. I could have said, I forgive you and let the past just everything. And I felt a weight lifted off of me, actually lifted. And I was like, because I was like, why is she calling me? Why is she? And then I answered, I was like, hello. But still, I was kind of hello, you know, because I wasn't sure how I was going to go. And then she told me what she wanted. And I was like, you know what? I forgive you.
Yes.
But I don't want you in my life.
Yeah, but you still.
You are forgiven.
Yeah, yeah.
I release you of whatever burden. And by releasing you, I also release myself. Yes. And I was like, I wish you well. Yeah. I wish you all the best. But I don't want you in my environment. But I know because of God, I could have let go.
Yes.
Because I had it and I wasn't, you know, and it. Because I was so angry. Mm-hmm. But I was like.
So you definitely, you know, by saying that, it's like you're giving Jesus a try by obeying his word. So like when you read his word, he's going to tell you, yes, you have to forgive, and like you should forgive your enemy 70 times seven. And it's like, why should I forgive? But when you remember that you too were a sinner, you too made like a whole heap of mistakes. You know, who are you to kind of be on a high horse?
Exactly.
You have to remember that God loves everybody. His love is for everybody, and not one of us is perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So again, that can help like with whatever bitterness or whatever like judgment that you might have. And I practice that a lot too. Like over the years, I really have to take a strong look in the mirror and not just see myself as I am now. Like I have to see myself like before I fully gave Jesus a try, when, you know, I was struggling and I was having hard times, when I was mean or unkind to people. Like I needed God's forgiveness, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the same forgiveness that I need to dish out to everybody,
exactly.
You know, and again, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be friends with everybody and that, you know, like I'm going to be like super, super close. But it does mean that I'm not going to hold you up in my heart or have any bitterness towards you. Like I like to be able to look at people in their eyes and not feel anything, you know what I mean? And I think that too, like it lessens the burden or the hurt that you might feel in your heart. Like it's such a releasing feeling that only Jesus can give, you know, because you're reading his word and you're learning, like you're learning how to live, you're learning how to walk. It's like, oh, okay, like I shouldn't do people back dirty even when they do me dirty.
Exactly.
And the more you do that, you realize, okay, like now I'm becoming a better person. Now I'm growing. Like, so there's a lot of lessons to be learned in his word, and like by obeying his word, trusting in his word and actually acting it out. You know, the Bible talks about being, you know, doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. So you want to actually practice what you're reading, which is not always easy, but you know, it transforms your life. It really transforms who you are, how you see things, how you behave with other people.
And I think if you kind of take this idea of like a situation, for example, where someone does you dirty or someone does you wrong, because that was the same situation I was in.
Yeah.
And you look at two different sides. You either look at God or you look at the world. You can kind of see the outcome, how it's different and which one benefits you more or less.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had been done dirty in a similar way when I was not living, walking with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like the world will tell you, no, well, they did you dirty. Well, no, you have to get revenge, or you have to hold this bitterness. Like, you know, how could people do that to you? You have to kind of make it seem like you're not weak.
Yes.
So you have to
have a point to prove.
You have to hold this resent and bitterness. I feel like when you look at the world, that's what they tell you. That's what they teach you, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that in my heart, I held a lot of bitterness and resent and anger towards a person who had done me dirty. But then walking with Christ, someone who did the same, I was able to actually forgive them and give them a second chance. And I realized that I would not have been able to do that without Jesus.
No way.
And every time I look back at it, I'm like, wow, God can put this in my heart.
And people will look at you and be like, wow, how are you able to like still talk to this person after they did this to you? Or how are you still smiling? How are you still willing to help, you know, this person if they're in need? Like even my greatest enemies, like I feel like I'm at a point right now where I would be able to say, okay, like if you needed something, let's take, okay, so who did me really dirty? Who did me really dirty? If I think back to relationship wise, like exes and things like that, I've shared before on the podcast that I'm divorced. So like, in situations like that, it can be really, really easy to like hold a lot of grudge and hate towards your ex-partner for various reasons. But like, it's like, I'm like, I can't do that because then it's going to change the essence of who I am too, like, and who I'm trying to be. Like, if I hold that against you, or if I hold what you did against me, then it's gonna prevent me from walking the way that I want to walk. I've reaped and seen the benefits of God in my life. I've seen how he's been there for me and provided for me. And, you know, I live to please him. So if I do that now, if I go that route and just forget about everything that, you know, I know to be true, which is in God's word, then I don't want to lose the closeness that I have with God, you know? Exactly. So then that kind of pushed me, no, like I have to forgive and I have to, you know, move on. And if any, you know, if he were to ask me, oh, like I need a cup of sugar or I need something, or like out of the kindness of my heart, I will help. Like, I'm not going to like hate this person because they did something, you know, bad to me. And I think that, you know, again, thinking about an eye for an eye type of mentality, you know, which we do see in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, God tells us that, like, you know, we should turn the other cheek. Yeah. And I know, you know, there's a lot of like debate over whether or not you're going to take that figuratively or not, or literally. But I think the idea behind that is that, again, you don't necessarily have to reward evil with evil. You know what I mean? And I think that the more you do that, the happier you will be. And it'll also show the person that, okay, like, maybe I do need
I'm
to
doing something.
Yeah, else. Like maybe I need to change. Yeah, maybe exactly. I need to realize, like, because I'm sure they're ashamed too, you know, of what they did. But when they see that you're being so kind to them, you know, you hear that saying, kill them with kindness type of thing. Yeah. So I think that for me, I've just been through, I mean, I'm only 36, but I feel like I've been through like so much in my life, and God has provided for me in so many ways when I didn't have, when I needed, when I was, you know, really brokenhearted in terms of relationships and things like that with family and partners. I can find real comfort in his word. And there's a Psalm, Psalm 34:18, that says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Mm-hmm. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. So if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit. So that is an extended version, but you know, just hearing that, knowing that, believing that, like, if I'm going through difficult times, God is with me. And when you feel like people, especially in the world today, are so cutthroat, you know, I don't know. Like, I try to be a good person even before I was saved. Like, I wasn't like, I mean, like, I wasn't
perfect.
I wasn't perfect, but I wasn't like vindictive or anything like that. Like, I wasn't like preying on people's downfall. And I just, you know, I experienced a lot of hurt at the hands of people. Like, and you see, like, even in psychology therapy, like, most people in therapy are people are not like the perpetrators of harm, but those who like received a lot of, you know, hurt. So like, I feel like in the 36 years that I've lived, like, I've experienced a lot of like pain. And the only way that I got through that was with Jesus, was by trying Jesus, was by praying to him, reading his word, believing on it, standing on it, and applying it to my everyday life. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's helping me even as I go forward in my life. You know, I don't know how many years I have left, but I know that I wouldn't like give this up for anything in the world. It's the one thing in my life. It's the one thing in my life that is solid and that is there and that I can rely on. You know, it's really God, and it's really my salvation. So
exactly. And like, I was talking to my friend last week, and I was like, you know what? Give him a try. I was like, I was like, I don't want to push really generally. I said, but give him a try, because I'm not rich in any way or form. I'm a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I was telling, I was like, from the day I decided to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I never had to worry where the next meal is coming from. my eldest daughter put me in so much debt with the government, and I thought I was sinking. Mm-hmm. And this tax season, I could have breathed. When I got the letter, I was calling everybody I know. I was like, oh my God, I finished paying the $15,000 I owed the government. And so I tell her, I said, I'm not telling you, my experience wouldn't be your experience. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what's there? Try him. And even the young kids too, I told her, they was like, oh yeah, but something is blocking me. I was like, yeah, but you have to get up. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's going to come for you, but he's not going to lift you up and take you to the altar. I said, you have to get up. So the little one, she's going through so many things. And I was like, you have to get up and you have to ask for help.
Yeah.
I was like, you have to ask for help. I said, don't be shy. You have to, it doesn't matter financially, prayer, it doesn't matter. I told her this morning, I said, when you come, whichever pastor or bishop is there, pull them aside. I could introduce you, but you have to, because I don't know what you want to say, but you don't want to do it in publicly for now. You could do it privately, but
find a way there.
Because I went to visit her, and yesterday she was just sitting and she was crying and she couldn't explain to me. So I put her in her room. I said, just scream. I said, just go down on your knees. You don't have to say anything. I said, just open up your hand and say, God, let your will be done, whatever it is.
And even those tears, God understands. Yeah. And the Bible says that tears are a language only God understands. Mm-hmm. And he keeps our tears in bottles, you know?
Because like my son, he read the scripture today. And he came back, and after when Pastor Ivan, he was crying. Mm-hmm. And he turned to me like, Mommy, why water just running out of my eyes? And I was like, I don't know. And then he took my phone and he was doodling and he drew a picture and he write, I belong to Jesus and the thing. So you see it working and
And it'll be a different experience for each of you. Like once you give them a try, you'll have your own story. You'll have your own testimony.
Exactly.
And hopefully you'll share it one day and it'll be with us and you'll start your own podcast. Oh my goodness. So happy that I tried Jesus. So I'm telling you, give him a try. You've tried so many things already. You know, give Jesus a real, real try and you'll see what will come out of that. So
Sunday morning when you go back from church, you don't have a headache. You don't want to puke because you don't have a hangover. You don't.
That's it. And you're walking lighter.
Exactly.
So, I don't know if there's anything else you guys would want to share just on why you think others should try Jesus.
I think like you were saying, everyone's experience is different, right? And I would really say give him an honest try, and also that God's timing is the best timing.
Exactly.
I think that for a long time I wanted to get closer to God, and I prayed about it for years, and I hadn't given my 100%. So there was a block, but then in his divine timing, you know, he called me, and there was that moment where it just clicked. And I know he has that moment for all of us.
Exactly.
Just make sure to not miss it and open your heart in order to actually be able to receive that from God, because he wants that for you. He wants that peace for you. He wants you to turn to him. He's the solid rock that you can stand on.
Amen.
And lean on.
Amen.
So I would say prepare to receive it.
Yes, prepare to receive a blessing. You know, pray to him, expecting something to happen and expecting him to come through for you. We've seen it. Millions of people around the world have seen it and experienced it. Yeah. So why not you? And if this is you right now and you feel as though you do want to give your life to Jesus and you want to say that prayer and let him know, you can repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life. And I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
So if you said that prayer, congratulations.
on accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and forgiving him a try, I encourage you to, you know, Google your local churches, Google a prayer line, a prayer group, you know, get yourself connected to other believers. It will really strengthen your faith and your walk with Christ. And if you are listening and you're in the Montreal area, you are more than welcome to join us at Rehoboth Church of God. The address is 4874 Grand Boulevard. I just want to thank you so much for listening. I pray that God continues to bless you and to keep you, and look out for the next podcast. And remember, let everything that you do be done in love. Thank you. Mm-hmm.